producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Every show we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News, none better than Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. And Ellen, I'll tell you what, so much going on. Let's jump to Iran and Saudi Arabia, because you know the foreign minister. Now this is a massive standoff. No relations whatsoever is what the word is between these two countries. Where do we go from here?
Well, that's a very good question, because, of course, Saudi Arabia was hoping to sort of put together a united Europe kind of thing with all these other states, or sort of a NATO with the various Arab states, but that's probably not going to happen. Adel Al-Jubar was a commoner, first one in the foreign minister's job. He was basically a spokesperson for here. He used to be on Fox all the time. I knew the guy very well. Then he became the ambassador, and now he's the foreign minister. He's making up all sorts of excuses for the fact that they beheaded 47 people over the weekend. There are sort of New Year's Day beheadings, including this very famous cleric who was at the opposite of where the Saudis are. And it has not been pretty, to say the least. And, you know, the Saudis, I have to tell you, when I was in Saudi Arabia, we took a bunch of talk show hosts there in 2002. I've never seen so much booze in my life at a party they took us to on the Red Sea. So, you know, they speak with forks.
Wow. I've heard a similar thing from somebody else who was there.
If you're
absolutely
rich, And in power, you can afford to do anything. And they all go to the south of France in the summer so that they can, you know, wear their bikinis, the women. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. So we'll watch that situation. Moving from that to the president announcing a new executive action on guns. He's going to do a big town hall meeting on CNN. This is not going over well, obviously, with Republicans. Is this, this is my last year. I'm going to do what I said I was going to do.
Well, that's for sure. And Donald Trump says that if he's president, he's going to rescind any executive action the president takes on guns. Well, he can say a lot of things, and he can also get into office if he's president and say, well, now I see it differently, because people will just go with whatever Donald Trump says. It's really quite amazing. But, yes, on Thursday, the president is going to be doing a town hall. He's most likely going to be announcing his executive action on guns. We don't know what that is yet. And the White House is keeping it very close to their chest at this point in time. As Thursday, we move into Thursday, we'll hear more about it for sure.
Yeah. Donald Trump, first ad drops with Donald Trump. What do you make of what's going to happen with Trump's campaign? Are they going to go negative?
Well, I think they are going to go negative, as he sort of has verbally, and he's got people behind him. He's going to go after Hillary Clinton and President Clinton's sexual stuff. He's going to go after her on Benghazi. And don't forget the new Benghazi movie, which, by the way, I think you should go, because a friend of yours is very involved in it, Ed Butowski, and it's going to be in Texas. Mm. That is going to be opening on the 12th in Texas, on the 15th nationwide. And as you know, Hillary Clinton, they're sort of trying to go after her. I'm not so sure that she was responsible for the stand down that they have her on. But in any case, that's how they can paint her. And that's how they will paint her.
Yeah.
Quite amazing.
Speaking of Hillary Clinton, it is quite amazing. Hillary Clinton and the heckler situation the other day, a lot was made of that.
A lot was made of that, and the heckler situation is very interesting, because a Republican member of the legislature, and I think there's almost 400 members of the legislature in New Hampshire. It doesn't take much to be a member of the legislature. Every little town has one. Heckled Hillary Clinton on her husband's sexual activity when he was president. She would not be quiet. However, she probably turned people against her, because people wanted to hear what Hillary Clinton had to say on other issues. So it probably worked against her, but we'll see what happens in New Hampshire. Bernie Sanders is doing very well in New Hampshire.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Ellen Ratner, Talk Media News, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.
All right, so we're back at it again, and you heard Ellen talking about the situation with the Saudis and Iran, and of course we jumped on in our previous show mentioning what is the deal with it. Obviously, it's not so much religious as geopolitical, and she talks about the fact that what really happens is what's going on, acting as though we can't do this, we can't do that, and then obviously taking vacations, and they're doing quite the opposite of that. So, you know, there you go. And will we end up seeing a war? Will we end up seeing something else explode? I mean, between the Saudis and the Iranians, it's something that's going to heat up, and I mentioned that before as to what are we going to see in the Middle East? The quicksand is getting thicker, my friends, a lot thicker. Ellen also talked about, and I asked her about the whole gun regulations thing and the fact that we're going to have this town hall meeting. The White House did, in fact, outline the gun control moves. They're going to announce a series of executive actions on Tuesday. Among some of those actions, they'll expand mandatory background checks for some private sales. They also would provide more funding for mental health treatment. FBI staff and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosive Agents all mixed into that for the mental health area. They're also recommending that some of what needs to happen is within the reach of the legality of what can happen in D.C. So I'm going to say there's going to be massive challenges to this. The president, with the Attorney General Loretta Lynch by his side, said he planned to roll out the new restrictions aimed at combating a wave of recent shootings in the last couple of months. He said he's going to have that town hall on that topic and make it the focus during the final State of the Union address. So you can bet Republicans in Congress, and certainly on the presidential campaign trail, have blasted any attempts on executive actions and gun rules. Donald Trump said pretty soon you won't be able to get guns. It's another step in the way of getting guns. And House Speaker Paul Ryan called out the president's dismissiveness toward the Second Amendment, as well as Congress. We don't know all the full details of what the president wants to do, but at least we know some of the broad strokes, and all of it is aimed at, like with the background checks and gun show loopholes. That was a big one to try to close that. I don't know if with an executive action if that works or not, but that will be one of the pushes. So get ready for the next couple of days and next week to be a little bit wild about guns, where initially it seemed as though a lot of that was going away. However, was part of the president's initiatives in the beginning, if you remember, when he ran somewhat, when he was asked about that. So you've got this situation with the Republicans that they could look to the appropriations process to block money, but I think the Republicans will have a much bigger response when they learn the full plan from the White House later this week. Your thoughts on the president and executive actions? 855-266-5283.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber cybersecurity. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Feel it, see it, even today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to me. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. It's so cool, so hypnotized.
Once again, thanks for hanging with us here. Me and the crew on America Tonight. President talking about executive actions when it comes to guns. I mentioned this already. This was certainly something that was part of what he hoped would be his agenda. Some of the specific points, of course, we don't know. That's going to be saved for the surprise on Thursday. You can bet. There are a lot of people that are lining up to get guns. We knew this. This was already happening for the last 6 months. But with ammunition, et cetera, it's get the guns now. Some of the highlights or lowlights on what is expected to be announced. I mentioned a little bit of it, talking about background checks and whatnot. The FBI, they're going to hire specifically 230 examiners, a bunch of other staff to process the background checks. Because, you know, that's what part of the deal is. The background check process is so slow. The National Instant Criminal Background Check System had more than 22 million background check requests, an average of 63,000 a day. So think about that. Anyone who's in the business of selling guns has to get a license, regardless of whether they sell firearms online or at gun shows, and they have to conduct background checks on their customers. Right now, only federally licensed gun dealers have to do the background checks. Otherwise, that doesn't happen. And there are a slew of other clarifications, I think, that have to take place, too, as well. And they're proposing a $500 million, that's the price tag for this investment, to improve mental health care. But what does that mean? So mental health care is a wreck in this country. What, you're going to have clinics and check? I don't get it. So which direction are you dumping that money in? That's pretty confusing. They should certainly have some specific, something specifically tied to that other than what's vague, because what's happening is, in some of the cases, we know they'll say, well, someone was mentally ill, that they were a loner, that XYZ, think of some of the shootings that we've had in this country, right? They were antisocial, they were bipolar, they were whatever. But how do you take that chunk of money, direct it in supposedly the right direction to help somebody in that situation? Again, very, very vague. What say you, America? I know a lot of you are gun owners. A lot of you aren't gun owners. You know, I always say the show invites all. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Let's take a flyer on Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
What do you think? Yeah, what do you think?
I think that you provide us with a wonderful forum to express our opinions, and I thank you for it.
Okay. I think that there's going to be some definite blowback to this.
Well,
but
let me say something about that. This little man with the big ears from Mombasa, Kenya, who's an illegal alien and never should have been our president in the first place, if he really wants to do something about guns, let him and Eric Holder answer for the Fast and Furious and give us the questions that's already cost an American life, and bring forth an expose on the debacle that they put forward for the American people to suffer through with their attempt to take away our guns when he first got into office. That was all a plan by him and Eric Holder and the other syncopates that surround him, and they flooded all those guns into Mexico, cost many, many Mexicans their lives, their homes, their property, intimidation from these thugs down there. And all of it is responsible by Barack Obama and Eric Holder and the people that put forward this debacle of Fast and Furious that cost an American Border Patrol agent his life, and to this day threatens Americans in this country. He is responsible for that. So is Eric Holder. And that's how I feel about that. And I've got a joke for you.
Let's hear it. I love your jokes.
Okay. All people died on the earth, and all the men and women went to heaven, and God says, all right, all you men that have dominated your wives and your women in your lives, stand over here on this line. You men that were run by your women and treated like servants and told what to do, stand over here. We looked over there, and there was only one guy standing on the side that was dominating the wives. And the rest of them were all, you know what.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, so he went to him, he says, congratulations. He says, you are the only one that did exactly what I started out with Adam and Eve, and I wanted them, man to be superior and the woman to follow. And how did you get to this one position and be the only one? He says, I don't know. My wife told me to stand here, and that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, you always crack me up. You add so much levity.
It's all for you.
You add so much levity to this show. Dan in Texas, thank you so much. All right, so you heard what Dan had to say. Definitely never, never, never a fan of Obama's the whole time Dan's called the show. But talking about the executive actions and, again, the gun violence is what the president is saying. Listen, here's what I would say. On the more examiners, okay, well, that's good because they already have background checks and they take forever, and that's part of the problem, right? So that's a good thing. Who cares? It's already being done. It's just adding more personnel to it. I think the mental health thing, like I already mentioned, is incredibly confusing because I don't know how you direct that money to say, well, this is a way we're going to stop somebody who could be a little off their rocker, get them help so that they don't get a gun. If you're talking about mental health checks where you can check up and see what somebody's been taking, and then here's the thing, half of America, more than half of America, is on something, and where do you make the cut line that somebody's not right and somebody's okay even though they're on Prozac, Zoloft, I don't know, pick your choice of whatever it is and what the reason is that they're on it. So I think there it's murky and there's going to be big problems with that anyway. I just don't know where you're pulling the money from and where you're going to put it. And the it goes back to the fundamentally the worry of so many that this bit gets bigger and bigger, and then before you know it, which is why you're seeing the request for so many background checks, because so many people were scared to death they weren't going to be able to get a gun. So they, if they didn't have a gun, but they knew, oof, just in case, they went out and got a gun. Even one of my most liberal friends said to me a couple of weeks ago, you know, I'm going to get, I would feel comfortable about the whole getting a gun thing. I see what's going on. I'm going to look into to getting one. I'm going to look into concealed and carry. And I was so surprised because this is a person who I would classify as anti-gun, but saying, listen, before it gets too tough to get it, I'm going to make my move. I'm going to make a move. So there you go. Got to throw this in here as we talk about the election, and we haven't talked that much about it, just a tiny bit in the beginning. But we mentioned Trump and the first TV ad, Zogby, you know, they do the polling. And the veteran pollster, John Zogby, says he's impressed with Trump's first television campaign ad, saying that he's pressing the right buttons in a 30-second spot. The ad is set to air in Iowa and New Hampshire, and focuses on national security, illegal immigration, and Trump's vision to make America great again, making specific references to border security, to terrorism, radical Islam, the Democrats, you know, et cetera, hitting every single button. Zogby says that one of the top issues is national security and radical Islam. And this is why he says it's a home run for Trump to pump this ad out before two very big primaries. That he's ahead of the ball by putting himself in the position where he's pushing what he talked about from the very beginning of when he said he was running for president. And what's in an ad? There's a reason why they squirrel away the cash for the ads, because the ads hit their targets. Hang with us.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The show that I love because many of you seemingly run to email us more than anything else whatsoever. When you take action as far as sending emails, it's absolutely incredible. So I'm not going to eat up all this time. Let's jump to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
First one up is from Hazel, who says, Donald Trump to me, Kate. At first, I thought he was like nails on a chalkboard. Now, the more I listen to him, even if he's rough around the edges, even if he's a spoiled New Yorker, I like what this guy has to say compared to all the other talking heads who seem like a bunch of puppets to me. The more I watch the debates, the more I see how he talks to the media, the more I like what Donald Trump is about. So I've been one of those people who have converted from not liking Trump to liking Trump, especially when you think of what the options are. I freak when I think of the possibility of Hillary Clinton being president. I think he is the one person who can stop her. What do you think? I think it's very tough to handicap this, but if you're talking about Trump and Clinton going head to head, you're presuming that's who the two are that are left. I don't think that it's a layup for Hillary Clinton. I don't think it's a layup for Donald Trump. I think it's a horse race. And I think that both of them will do whatever they can to get people to go and vote. We know about the Electoral College, obviously, such a big control over what happens in picking presidents. But he absolutely I think has a better, despite what I've read in some of the polls, I think he has a better shot than the rest of the group at this point, from what I've seen, in beating Hillary Clinton. But let's see what happens in results season. Let's see who comes out. Let's see what happens there. You know, this is that point where the rubber meets the road. And if you are concerned about who's running and what's happening, you can't say, well, my vote erases the guy next door. You just have to go and vote. That's what you have to do, absolutely. All right, we move from Clinton and Trump possibilities squaring off against each other for president in 2016 to this one from John in Illinois, who says, Kate, I've been listening to you now for about a year. I really enjoy the show. Thank you so much. I was wondering what you think about this whole Gitmo thing. I know you're against the closing of Gitmo. And we know that the president signed an executive order in 2009 to close Guantanamo within a year. And here it is. This is his last and final year. Do you think Gitmo gets closed? I think there's going to be a great big push for that to happen. 17 detainees have been cleared for release from Guantanamo. They're expected to be transferred in the next week. We know that's going to happen. And you know, a lot of that information they're not making public. Who's the first transferred? What's the designation? All that sort of stuff. But you're absolutely right. The president was pushing for that, wanted that, announced that. And that continues to be one of the key things I believe he'll push for until he's out of office. And what Obama is saying is that Guantanamo is one of the key magnets for jihadi recruitment. He's saying that that's where some terrible recruitment comes out of. But how much money are you going to spend to house somebody securely, house these people in the United States? I think it's more of a magnet, more of a draw to have them in the United States. And Congress, I cannot believe that Congress is going to say yes to this. They're saying don't assume that Congress is going to say no, but this will be one to watch. I'm glad you brought it up. And I am absolutely against moving the detainees to the U.S., to a prison somewhere that has to be redone, has to be focused on what's happening with the detainees and, again, the expense of that. But just what that could create in the United States. I think the bigger fear for me is what I think more of a target in the United States, absolutely. Okay, let's move on to another one. This one from Jacob. Kate, I haven't emailed you in a while. Sorry, I've been sick under the weather, but I'm feeling fabulous right now. So welcome to 2016. I hope you have a wonderful 2016. I hope you and the listeners, all of you, have a tremendous year. It's always a good time to reassess when you come to the end of the year, and it feels so fresh and new when you come to the beginning of the year. I hope that all of you don't waste your time and you do some wonderful things for each other, your families, and do whatever you want to do to improve your lives. That's all. I like that because I was talking about resolutions the other day and how resolutions don't work, I think. Maybe for some people they do, but that there's another way to look at it. And I wish, of course, the same thing for everybody that's listening to the show. A great year. Whatever it is you want. Whatever the bumps are, I hope they're small. Because nobody gets through life without bumps, right? But I hope your health. My grandmother used to say this. She used to talk about the most important thing you have to have, Catherine, she called me Catherine, is your health. And I used to think, oh, you know, what is she talking about? When I was like 15, healthy, not even thinking about it. Now I totally know what she means, as I've maneuvered through life and seen some sad, tragic things happen to children and other people and whatnot. But this is an upbeat note. So the upbeat note is that I hope the bumps are small, absolutely, for all of you. Here's to a great 2016. It's going to be interesting, that's for sure. This one comes to us from Joseph. I like these full names. Joseph. Katie, I don't know what's happening with you, but I saw those tornadoes. I was worried about you. Then you clarified that you weren't there and it was fine. Although it was down the street from you, I feel so badly for those people. As somebody who lives in the Midwest, I understand what it's like to dodge tornadoes. But, yeah, that's a Freudian slip. They're the same thing almost, right? But we are dealing with flooding. That's what we're dealing with. The Mississippi River has surged big time. And I don't know if you're paying attention to this or not, but we've had lots of rain. There's been lots of problems with flood waters. I know in Texas that that's something that you've dealt with too as well. So keep us in your prayers. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Mother Nature is wicked. First the tornadoes that happened the day after Christmas for the people in Garland, Texas, who were just wiped out, 1,000 houses wiped out and people killed. But also rising tides, the waters, not tides, water, flood waters, 24 people dead in Missouri and in Illinois because of that. They say 7 million people in 15 states under threat of flooding. It's terrible in the eastern part of Arkansas. You know, there was a guy that was riding, the story goes, I was reading this, there's a guy riding a four-wheeler, boom, he disappeared, and they think he was swept away by the floodwaters. And in Memphis, Tennessee, the Mississippi there cresting, but luckily they believe below record levels, but people are on edge all over the place because, you know, people who live close to water, they're seeing what's happening. And Memphis, they had that terrible flood, what was it, in 2011, and they saw what happened there. So they say that they learned, they've got pumps all strategically placed that would take care of any floodwaters. They've got barriers in other places. They've been trying to deal with it because they see what's happened. I saw a picture, it might have been on CNN somewhere, of a reporter who was walking up he's walking up a walkway in a major metropolitan area, I'll say, and he was halfway up to his waist in water. Just shows you what can happen. And it's pretty bad. You know, and again, waist deep in the Mississippi River is not where you want to be. I think of Mud Island, which is that peninsula that juts into the Mississippi. It's popular. You have homes, apartments, obviously, and they're trying to warn people of the possibility of that. And there's a good question. If you're warned that there's a possibility of flooding, do you stay and try to protect, you know, your property, try to protect your family, or do you just get the heck out of there? I say by what we've learned, you batten the hatches and you get the heck out of there. I think you just don't take a chance. Just go down the road and get a hotel. Border anything up, you have to. In other words, you know, put whatever the board's up. Do whatever you have to do. But I think you don't take the chance. If you see that the water is really coming down, you just make it. You make it a choice to get out of there, and that's what you do. Let's move on to something else. How about this? This one is from Arman, who says, Kate, I finally saw Star Wars over the holiday, and I know exactly what you're talking about. I thought Star Wars was excellent. I was upset that Hans Solo, and warned people of this, died in the Star Wars episode, but I'm wondering if you think that they're going to make any more. Oh, you bet they are. Are you kidding? The kind of money they're making for 3 weeks, they've been number one in the box office with this Force Awakens, J.J. Abrams' version of the story by George Lucas. I don't think that they're not going to make another one. It's just a question of when are they going to make another one. Is it going to be in a couple of years? I think they'll do it. I think they'll make another one in a couple of years. They're not going to wait on this. I mean, it's hit $1.51 billion nationwide. That pretty much tells the story. So they definitely have made the money back that they spent to make it. And it leaves us with a definite storyline. I believe there's a couple directions they could go, and so I'm glad you like Star Wars. I liked it too. You know, I was kind of iffy on going to see it, and then I went to see it, and I thought, why was I iffy on this? The story was great. I thought it was one of the best movies of the year, if you like Star Wars at all. I mean, if you know nothing about Star Wars, you have to go back and watch them. Then it would make a lot more sense. You cannot go there and not have seen it. It wouldn't make as much sense. All right, thanks for all the emails. Keep them coming, AmericaTonight.net.
As with chlorine in our water weren't bad enough. Now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other child wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you wild.
Here we are, ready. Final segment for this hour of America Tonight. One of the fun things we do is involve the staff. Yeah, it's not quite like Downton Abbey by any stretch of the imagination. Technical director Patrick Eggdorf joins us now from the mothership in Minneapolis. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, Kate. How's it going?
Good. You sound a lot better. Yesterday you were a little under the weather. You were playing like the warrior you are, hurt. And I've noticed, and you and I were talking off the air about this, that a lot of people, this is just the time of year where people get sick. They catch things from other people, they get the flu, somebody I know had laryngitis for like 2 weeks. Can you imagine laryngitis for 2 weeks?
I'm not sure if I've ever actually had laryngitis, but I can imagine it's not fun.
Yeah, no kidding. It'd be brutal. All right, so let's start our little game here of true or false. Eli Manning had some man tears to shed when he found out that his Super Bowl winning coach resigned after the Giants wrapped up a miserable season, week 17 of the NFL. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
You're right. Tom Coughlin resigned as the Giants head coach. There have been a few coaches that have been fired in the NFL. He decided to resign. It was another lame season for New York. He spent 12 years there. That is great tenure, 69 years old. And he won a couple of Super Bowls, and that is longevity, my friends, in the NFL. But for the Giants to have back-to-back bad years the way that they played this year, I mean, he had to have known that most likely the plug would be pulled, so why wait? Why not just take the bull by the horns and just go ahead and resign? And he cited family concerns, too, because he has a family that, you know, grandchildren, all that kind of stuff. And 12 years and the kind of contract he had, if he wants to stay in the NFL in another capacity, somebody would probably pick him up. I can't imagine that he wouldn't be picked up in some other capacity as a role. I don't think he wants to do it, though. And to have the back-to-back seasons, like I said, where you have six wins, that's not going to cut it. All right, let's move on to something completely different from the Giants. To this, true or false, McDonald's decided that, although they are reluctant to raise the price of their main fare, which is hamburgers, they were going to have to do it, and they were going to have, because of the price of production, they were going to have to raise hamburgers across the board by 15 cents. And because in some states they're being forced to pay more, of course, this is franchisees. True or false?
I'm going to say false for that one.
Yes, that is a false story. Are you kidding? They try to sucker you in for anything. This is our value menu, 2 cents, Patrick, and you can have two hamburgers, or what we call hamburgers, and French fries, because they're competing against everybody else in the fast food world. I just read something today where the pizza price wars are heating up. I, in fact, linked something to my Facebook where Papa John's and Pizza Hut were selling pizzas at unheard of prices. I mean, they're slashing their prices. It's a cheap product to make, and you're coming up on the Super Bowl where 13 million pizzas are sold, basically. So Papa John's is offering customers who buy a large pizza at a regular price, they can buy the second one for 50 cents. So that's pretty cheap if you got a family to feed. For Pizza Hut, people who buy a medium pizza with one topping for $5, as long as they buy at least one other item, like breadsticks, soft drinks, whatever, they get a second pizza also for $5. So if you're a fan of the pizza and you're not worried about your waistline and you like either one of those places, now's the time to get ordering that pizza when you don't feel like cooking, if you know what I mean. Hillary Clinton and her jokes, try as she might, a lot of times they just miss. She's no comedian. Hillary Clinton pledged that she was going to look into, Patrick, this UFO situation. She did this during a meeting with the Conway Daily Sun. She pledged to look into it. And this, of course, is New Hampshire that we're talking about, because somebody reported seeing a UFO, and she says she'll figure out what the deal is with that, like Area 51 in Roswell, New Mexico. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
It is true, because Bill Clinton spoke about it back in 2007 with Jimmy Kimmel. He said he had reviewed government information on Roswell and Area 51, because that's where the heart of some of these alien conspiracy theories live. He said they had seen no evidence of visitors to Earth from another planet, and said if I were visited someday, I wouldn't be surprised. So, you know, you have Independence Day, the movie coming back out again, and this starts the conversation about Area 51. So Clinton said that and made the joke about she would look into it. She would see if there was more to it. So she grabbed a little bit of a little bit of the headlines, but yeah, her joke didn't really, it kind of fell flat. She's kind of piggybacking off of some of what was being said, and it just didn't work for her. Let's put it that way. All right, how about this story? Sad news about that ship that left for Miami and unfortunately was whipped into the middle of a hurricane. The El Faro. Now they say they have found the final resting place for the missing ship. The National Transportation Safety Board released underwater video of the final resting place of the El Faro. Is this true or false?
I'm going to say true for this one as well.
Wow, you are betting 1,000, brother. El Faro, absolutely. The search ended up without any of the data recorder stuff from the cargo ship, but they did find the final resting place, and the NTSB said that they've got documentation of the cargo ship, so they didn't locate the recorder, like I mentioned. The ship sank during its run-in with Hurricane Joaquin. A Navy search team was able to locate the ship's navigation bridge last week. So among the 33 on board, only one person, the remains have been found so far. 28 Americans are among those missing. This was an 800-foot container ship that it was in 15,000 feet of water near Crooked Island. So it was in an upright position with a stem buried about 30 feet in. The bridge and the deck below had separated and were not with the rest of the ship. It's a terrible, chilling scenario, and it was in the middle of the eye of the hurricane. Unfortunately, for all those people on board, that's what happened. They knew that the weather was approaching, but they couldn't do anything about the course that they were on, as the story goes. So, unfortunately. All right, how about this last one here? The let's talk about this one. True or false, Bruce Springsteen is releasing an album, believe it or not, with a kind of a duets deal, including one female artist who couldn't be more popular and was just on the cover of Time magazine, Adele. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
False. I knew I could get you. I needed one more chance. Adele is selling records like crazy, as you know, Patrick. It's unbelievable. But no duet plan yet for The Boss. Thanks, Patrick, for that, and for all of you for listening to America Tonight.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.